HarperCollins presents Of This Our Country, acclaimed Nigerian writers on the home, identity, and culture they know. Read by Waruche Opia and Oseloka Obi.
Introduction. In September 2020, while the world was locked inside, people were once again falling into other worlds, through podcasts, through films, through TV, through books. Books in particular became a new haven for those who found themselves lost during the pandemic. In the books they read, they discovered solace and escape among the stories created by different writers and visited different cities, cultures, and histories on every page. As avid readers ourselves, we couldn't help but notice how many of the stories being acquired, published, and widely read were written by Nigerians, nor could we deny the exceptional quality of their work. From prize winners to emerging talent, Nigerian writers were topping charts globally and making an impact not only within the publishing industry, but outside it too. We realised that storytelling among Nigerians wasn't just a coincidence, but part of a national and cultural inheritance. We knew then that to bring so many of those writers together would be something special, and that in doing so, we, two Nigerian women, could enable readers to explore Nigeria through the memories and experiences of the phenomenal writers it has produced. After narrowing down an extensive list of incredible writers, we recognised that a cohesive collection would need a brief that anchored it to a single concept, while giving each writer the creative freedom to approach it in their own way. The brief. Form: a personal essay. Content: reflections on the Nigeria that you know. A memory or memories you have of Nigeria that is, are significant to you. How and where you have experienced Nigeria, whether that be in the country itself or in an aspect of its culture and traditions found elsewhere in the world. This collection, including the cover also designed by a Nigerian, is a powerful and unforgettable response to that brief, a vital contribution to national conversations, and attests to the centrality of storytellers in any society. Ore Agbaje Williams and Nancy Adimora, the editors of This Our Country. Clarion Calls by Ayobami Adebayo. 1. At one of the four primary schools I attend, I learn to sing the national anthem before I know the words. By the time I enroll in the third one, a Catholic school, I can gauge the interval between the anthem's notes and guide my voice through its rhythms. I sing with a mix of abandon and confidence that I will leave behind in my childhood. My renditions are always part of a student body's, so my errors stay nestled in our chorus, unnoticed by anyone who can correct them. What I know in those early years, I learn by osmosis, fumbling through gibberish to wrong words until I know the right ones. Pledging allegiance to the country and singing its anthem is customary in educational institutions across Nigeria. Tertiary institutions often restrict this show of patriotism to formal ceremonies. In primary and secondary schools, though, days begin with routines that include both the anthem and the national pledge. In my Catholic school, we call this the morning assembly. It begins 30 minutes before classes are scheduled to start and is held on the large school lawn. A teacher prays, we sing a hymn, then there's a charge from scripture. Sometimes there is a Bible reading. Always, this part of the day seems guided towards dual climaxes, the anthem and the pledge. We sing both stanzas of the national anthem if we are on time, and settle for just the first if an earlier component of the morning assembly has lasted too long. We recite the pledge, with our right palms pressed over our hearts. In all, this daily attempt to inculcate virtue in us before our minds are submitted to knowledge lasts about 20 minutes. When they were schoolchildren, my parents' participation in this process of interpolation featured other anthems. My father was born 5 years before independence, and he probably...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?